The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and the oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers, and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here, and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. While he was in Jerusalem for the feast of Passover, many began to believe in his name when they saw the signs he was doing. But Jesus would not trust himself to them because he knew them all and did not need anyone to testify about human nature. He himself understood it well. The Gospel of the Lord. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. The Jewish temple took 46 years to build, and the Jewish temple is where heaven and earth met. It was a place where God dwelled in a special way here on earth. Therefore, the Israelites went there to the temple to come into communion with God. In today's gospel, Jesus is saying, "I'm going to replace that Jewish temple. I am the new temple." And what he was saying is that God has dwelled in a special place here on earth, and it's me, Jesus Christ. And indeed, a new temple was raised up, not in 46 years, in 3 days. The resurrected Jesus Christ is the new temple. It's permanent. It can never be demolished. And this new temple, just like the Jewish temple, is where heaven and earth meet. In the person of Jesus Christ, his divine nature and his human nature come together. By referring to his body as a temple, you know what Jesus is saying? He is saying that he is the center of divine worship. And that center is located right here at St. Rita Catholic Church. God dwells in a special way right here in this church. For the resurrected Jesus is here. It is the Eucharist. It is right here where you and I come to worship God, where we come into communion with God. For we consume the Eucharist. And you know what happens when you consume the Eucharist? Heaven and earth come together in you.